didn't have to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,
welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, bottom of hour number two, George Barna is back with us, the great Christian pollster and researcher. He will be back here on the program at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about where his polls are showing Christendom to be and its influence on our culture today. So we'll talk a bit about that with George coming up and get his sense of the pulse of what they're finding. So we'll get that from George coming up at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the hour, Chance Gibson should be with us. Simply Clean Foods, they're one of our new sponsors. And if you have not had a chance to look, go to my website, if you would, at chosengenerationradio.com. Chosengenerationradio.com. And on the front page, you'll see on the left-hand side, just underneath. And hopefully, if you're there right now, you're watching us. You can watch us live, by the way, each day. The TECNTV.com player is embedded there at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, so you can watch the program live and listen. Watch and listen. But if you are, then write down below me to the well to let's see, be to the left to my right. You're going to be clicking on the name Pastor Greg Young, which is in the byline. And when you do, you'll go to my blog and you'll see it. And then you'll see a Simply Clean Foods blog post. And it's got both of the interviews that we've recently done with Chance, describing the quality of their food, the benefits of how they process their freeze-dried product for maintaining nutritional value as well as maintaining shelf life, no preservatives added, just the incredible process that they go through, and then the care that they take when they want it, when they talk with you about placing that order and what that's going to look like. And and they don't just want to sell you food. They actually want to help you to know and to learn how to use the food that you buy from them, not only for storage for any potential emergency, but also in the here and now, how you can use their food so that you have no waste. And it's pretty amazing, the consultation you'll go through. And you can do that by going to Simply Clean Foods at chef.net. Simply Clean Foods at chef.net, and put in the memo CGR and then consultation, and you'll let Chance know that you're interested in a consultation with him, and they'll schedule it with you. Again, Simply Clean Foods at chef.net. All right. So then bottom of this hour, I'm going to talk with you about several different things, including dispelling the idea that America is some kind of a evil, colonizing, imperialistic country. I'm going to talk to you about the three main topics that God gave me when I began this program, and why they are so critically important to understand today. So lots to discuss with you in the second half of this hour. But joining me now to discuss another very, very important topic, as we do each and every week, he is truly an expert in the area of the isms: communism, Marxism, socialism, Nazism, authoritarianism. I want to welcome to the program my good friend Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here again. This is a highlight of my week.
Oh, man.
And it's been a busy week.
Well, I hope it was a good busy. I hope it was a productive busy week.
It seems to have been, and we will know when it's all tallied.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speaking of which, by the way, thank you for your generous donation this month to our India ministry and to what we're doing in India. I greatly appreciate your support. And folks, invite you to join Don in supporting us. And you can do that by making a donation at paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. And I think I got to reach over here. Hang on a minute. It's a good thing I've conquered the ability to do a little bit of standing up these days. If you do that, I've got a book here called The Road to Tyranny by Don, and for a $25 donation, we will send you this book. How about that? $25 donation, we'll send you the book, The Road to Tyranny, An Introduction to Collectivism by Don Jans. So there you go. If you make that donation today, it will help us to feed some very hungry people in India. Matter of fact, that $25, after I pay this postage to send this to you, there is a heat wave in India right now, Don, and the pastors over there are having a difficult time with the heat. Everyone over there is. And so Pastor Samuel reached out to me the other night, and he said, Pastor, there's a we could buy these storage machines that will store and refrigerate water so that the water that they drink will be cool, cold water. And of course, they can also use that cold water, with a plastic bag. They have a means by which they would use the cold water with a plastic bag and put the plastic bag in the cold water. And that would help them also to store food. So you can help. $19, I think, and 85 cents is the U.S. What it would cost in U.S. dollars to buy one of those. And so we want to get as many of those as we possibly can for our pastors. So your $25 donation, in which we will send you this book, The Road to Tyranny by Don Jans, or I told you yesterday that we would send you a copy of Mike Dougherty's book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. You can choose whichever one you'd like. But a $25 donation will get you a free book, and it will allow us to buy our pastor, a water cooler system that will allow him to refrigerate his food and also to give his family and members of the church cold water to be able to drink in the midst of this. He was telling me yesterday, so it's 42 degrees Celsius. I should have had this ready.
Wow.
42 degrees Celsius. Yeah.
About 110?
It's 107 degrees, folks. 108. 107.6 at 42 Celsius. 107.6. And just as a, that was at 9 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock at night, 107.6 degrees. With no air conditioning. Imagine trying to sleep in that. Man, my room last night was 75, and I know that that's comfortable. For me, it's not. For me, 75 degrees, my body, and it has to do with my failed adrenals and my failed pituitary gland that I prop up every day with supplements and all the other stuff that's gone on in my body. But those things in particular. So I have to have a cooler environment. In fact, right in my office right now, it's 65 degrees. And to me, this is just comfortable. But that's because my body doesn't regulate the way that it ought to. And so at 75 degrees, I can't sleep. And then that triggers my nervous system to go into weird spasm convulsions and shoot pain that's like hot needles up and down my legs and my lower back. So that went on till about 3 o'clock this morning. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine, Don, trying to sleep in 107 degrees.
I can't either. And I'm regulated different from what you are, but 107 at 9 o'clock is just way, 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 way too hot. It's a great, great program that you're doing over there. And you should be admired. Oh, I admire you for the work you're doing India.
Thank you. Well, and the funds that you sent, coupled with the donation that we got, are going to allow us to put in borewell number 31. And that's going to give fresh, clean water to about 1,500 to 2,000, in some instances as much as 3,000, depending on how far out people are willing to come to get it. But we make it available to everyone in the area, in the villages where we put that water. And that fresh, clean water means that these women don't have to walk 5 miles, experience the very real potential of being raped along the way, And then trying to carry. Can you imagine carrying a 5-gallon bucket of water 5 miles?
No. No, but more importantly, that water that's coming up, how many people will receive the living water because of that?
Thousands.
And that's why we do it. And that's why we do it.
Thousands. Thousands will receive, as Jesus said, the water that will never run dry from the well.
Right.
41.7 pounds is what we're talking about. 41.7 U.S. pounds carried by one of these ladies, 5 miles. And that's enough water for them to, you know, and it's not even, I mean, it's better than nothing. But yeah, as you said, we're providing them with clean water out of these wells, and they have to go down 900 feet to get to that water. 900 feet. And in many instances, it can take as long as a week to drill the well because of the location. And these are rural areas, and they literally have to do the drilling by hand. They have to turn a drill crank to drill by hand. $400 a whole well, including all the equipment. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks again so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. And I do know you have a choice on where you can listen. I do hope that you were blessed by what we were talking about and what we were sharing with regards to India and the ministry that's going on there and the difference that's being made in people's lives. And I hope that you'll consider making a donation to us today at paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Dawn Jans is my guest. Dawn, I want to get into this, and I want to give you the floor to talk about this because we're going to have about, I don't know, six and a half minutes left. And that is really getting into, and I sent you that email. I hope you enjoyed that last week. But understanding, awesome, understanding the difference between a constitutional republic versus this democracy that everyone seems to think that we are.
It's critical, and this is why I wish people would take more time and actually go back and read history. It's critical to remember that the revolution took place, and read the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was written to denounce the tyrannical treatment by the king as he was treating the colonists. He was treating them very much like any tyrant would. So when we got to the Constitutional Convention, the founders still remembered this. And during the Constitutional Convention, and again, go back and read Madison's notes, read the Federalist Papers, but they actually did discuss, should we be a democracy or a republic? These people knew the differences. These people were very, very smart people. They overwhelmingly rejected democracy. In fact, the records I see, not one delegate to the Constitutional Convention supported democracy, not one. They all unanimously supported republic. Why? The basic reason is this. In a republic, the supreme ruler is the law. That is the governing factor over everything. And that's what dictates what the society, what government can and cannot do. In a democracy, the supreme ruler is the majority. And the only limitations the majority would have would be those limitations the majority would place on themselves. Our founders said, no, we don't trust the majority. We don't trust the majority. So we are going to have not just a republic, we're going to have a constitutional republic. What does that mean? It means that they wrote the law, and that's the Constitution. So now our Constitution becomes the supreme ruler of the land. The majority cannot override what the Constitution says unless they go through the procedure of amending the Constitution. This is critical in many areas, but the two basic areas that I want to get out right now. Number one, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, specifically states what powers we the people gave to the federal government. They're listed. Read them. In the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, our founders addressed this very fact once more. Thomas Jefferson said the 10th Amendment is the foundation of the Constitution, and the 10th Amendment says, federal government, you listen to us. You listen to us carefully. We've given you all the power we want you to have. It's in Section 1, or Article 1, Section 8. Read it. If there's a power that you think you should have and it's not listed, you can't have it. It's not your power. It's the state's power or the people's power. So our constitutional republic very specifically limits the power of the federal government. In a democracy, there is no limitation as to what the power of government is. Number two, in our Constitution, as you read through it, you will notice there are many liberties referred to in the body of the Constitution, and then the people demanded that more of these liberties be specifically mentioned, and that's where the Bill of Rights came in. We specifically said, federal government, you can't touch our freedom of speech, our freedom of worshiping God, our freedom to assemble, to redress government, to own arms. You can't touch those. Those are off limits. There's no exception to that. Read the Bill of Rights. No exception to it. In a democracy, the people have the right that the majority or those in power determine they should have. Vladimir Lenin, I think, put it best. Vladimir Lenin said, liberty is so precious, it must be rationed. And that's what happens in a democracy. In a republic, in our constitutional republic, there is no rationing. And if we would come down and understand those two basic concepts, government limited, specifically, our rights and liberties cannot be abridged, infringed, or abolished.
Amen. We're out of time. Read the 10th Amendment. Powers to the states, rights to the people. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi,
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, thank you for being here with me today and spending this time with me. I do greatly appreciate it. Top of the next hour, we are looking for, all right, excellent. Chance Gibson will be joining me, Simply Clean Foods, at the top of the hour. And then George Barna will be joining me after that. That's hour number two coming up. Wow, there's some things that I really want to share with you that I think are so important, and I'm trying to find the right space to begin. Let me begin by talking about the origin of the Chosen Generation Radio show. Chosen Generation Radio is founded, of course, on the scripture 1 Peter 2:9-10 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, his own special people, called out of darkness into the light, who once were in that darkness, but now have been found. And he has set us free, liberated us, and liberated us from sin. And he has called us his own. And that is a really important thing, because it's the beginning premise for understanding what our value is and where our value comes from. And it seems appropriate to talk about that when you consider what we're debating. You are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And what mercy is that? It's mercy from that wrath, that judgment of God. But it's judgment predicated on a disposition that we are born with and a disposition that we take. And it's I think when you look into the political realm, and when you think about politicians, you think about, especially when we talk about it here in America, we say, oh yeah, well, politics is a dirty business. It's a terribly dirty business. It's ugly. It's nasty. It's all those things. And so we suggest to ourselves that somehow God is abstract from all of this, when in reality, God is the answer to the problem. God is the answer to the question of how do we fix this political debacle that we're in? How do we reestablish the vision that our founders had of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? And so Chosen Generation Radio was birthed, and I was given three major topics to talk about, and each of them is playing a major role today in the breakdown of our culture. The LGBTQ agenda, our kids being sexualized at a very young age, being questioned about their sexual orientation, being encouraged to have sexual relations at an incredibly young age, the amount of pornographic material, the movie The Mind Polluters really does a great job of documenting that. But there's so much of this that's going on, and now they've moved to calling pedophiles minor attracted persons, and they're working to normalize that. And all that means is that the children who survive their calls for the murder of the babies, that those children then become victimized by this. And that is all a breakdown and a failure in understanding who we are, how we were made, and how we were created. That we were not just some result of a flashbang. That we were not just the evolution of something that crawled up out of a swamp, but that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and that our soul knows very well. Really, really critical. And with that being said, so the LGBTQ agenda, the homosexual agenda, then Islam, and understanding what that is, because when there's this breakdown in culture, then there becomes this rush to find something to fill the gap. And many instances, Islam has become that, but it also, it is a deception because of its cultish tenets, where you have this idea that killing people that don't believe what you believe is the way and the pathway to get to your nirvana, to your version of a paradise. And the only guaranteed way to get there is to die in the act of killing those who don't believe. And you can find in al-Rasuli's writings, in his writings, specific outlined verses from the Quran that tell exactly what I'm talking about. And so that became one of the topics that God told me to speak about. So let me back up. So the homosexual agenda really is addressing the agenda, and then those who have been deceived and caught up in the deception of it, the message to the individual is there is a way out. There is a way to healing. There is a way to wholeness. There is a pathway of restoration to who it is that God envisioned you to be. And all of that hurt and pain and bitterness and anger, God has a means by which for that to melt away. And he loves you. And so while there is an adamant and vehement push against the agenda and its perversion of children and its perversion of sexuality, and the reality that it really is the apex of self-gratification, and that is its whole emphasis, that the alternative to it, because the reality is that it's empty. There is no gratification. And so the real reality is that it is a loss of understanding who you are and where your value comes from, and that there is a God that truly does love you, and that he's made a pathway and created a pathway by which we can come back to that place. And a lot of it is bound in faith. The word says that without faith we can't please him. But because he's such a gracious and generous God, he's given unto each one of us a measure of faith. Some have had their faith light go out. But the good news is that we can call upon him and he can reignite that faith light inside of us, because it is there. And when we have received his son, Christ, who says that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. And some people have a problem with that, but I would suggest to you that the bigger problem would be if God created no way for us to get there. But he didn't. He created a way and he created a path. And John 3 describes that path. And that path is to be born again. And being born again means that the old nature, as Doug Giles and I talked about yesterday, has to die. It has to be crucified and put on the cross. And that's all those hurts, all those pains, all of that deception, all of those lies. The very root cause for all of the rebellion and everything that happens in your life, all of that, God has made a way for that to be put on the cross and for you to be set free from it. That's the ultimate message. You're set free. When I get back, I want to talk about how this relates. And the final piece to this is secular humanism. I'll give you the definition for secular humanism. And then I'm going to go through a little bit of history and understanding, because there's a misunderstanding about America's purpose. And we need to understand that America was founded as a Christian nation, but we need to understand why it was founded as a Christian nation, and also how throughout history it has been a Christian nation, and it has reflected Christianity to the rest of the world. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. that to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I want to share with you and kind of do a quick promo about this. There's a film, a new documentary, and I'm going to have Kasim Hafiz, who is going to be with me. He is a part of this film, and it's in part his journey, along with the remembrances of a man who, unfortunately, this past year passed away, Irving Roth, who was a Holocaust survivor, who takes us through, and the film is called Never Again, and it talks about the importance of the state of Israel. It talks about the truth about Israel, the truth about the state of Israel, why it's there, and the refuge that it is. But it also talks, sadly, about what happened to the Jews in World War II and the Holocaust. And it talks about the Jews that escaped and came by ship to a number of different countries around the world, including the United States. And they were taken off of those ships, put into holding bays, and then put back on ships and sent back to Germany, back to the gas chambers, where many were murdered under the hands of Nazis in Germany. I bring that up because I want to talk about America and its founding. And America was founded as a Christian nation because there was no place for Christians to go and to experience true freedom of religion. It's the reason why in our First Amendment we have that. And I could go through that history a little bit and explain what was meant by that. It's not this separation of church and state that's been put upon us by progressives, but it is in fact the idea that there will not be a state-run church. And when you look at what's gone on, you look over in Russia, that's a state-run church. We were talking yesterday with one of my guests about that particular issue, and I'm trying to remember where that was coming from. As a matter of fact, I think it might have been coming out of this administration, but at any rate, the idea of the orthodoxy. Let me see if I was writing that down in my notes yesterday. I think Cheryl Chumley and I talked about that. Yeah, Cheryl Chumley and I talked about that, and we talked about her book Lockdown, and the idea again, you know, you have these agreements being made. I know where I was reading about it. It had to do with the secret papal agreement between the Pope and China, and it had to do in the conversation we had on Wednesday with Liz Yore and Dee Dee Loggison about Cardinal Zen, who was arrested in Hong Kong, one of the highest members of the Catholic Church, retired, 90-year-old man, in Hong Kong, arrested by the Chinese, the CCP, and the discussion that the Pope and the Catholic Church did not come out and vehemently condemn what had happened to the cardinal because of an agreement made between the Pope and the Chinese, the CCP government, which was done between the Vatican and the CCP in secret, and we don't know the realities of that. At any rate, so here we have the United States of America set up as a Christian nation. Now, what makes that significantly important? America has been accused of being colonialist and imperialist. I want to give you some examples of how they are not. Back in the Vietnam War, in the late 1960s, Richard Nixon had negotiated a settlement with the Vietnamese, which would have made Vietnam a whole country, and America would have stepped in and helped to fix war-torn Vietnam so that it could become an independent republic of its own. Unfortunately, Kerry and McCain and others conspired to destroy that agreement, and as a net result of that, not only did we lose POWs, but the country was split in half. Let's go back to, pardon me, let's go back to World War II and give you a recent example of how America is not an imperialistic or a colonistic country. America is the reason that Japan is a superpower or has been one of the great success stories and powers of the 20th century. It was the United States of America who came in and helped to Japan to set up its new government and helped to reestablish industry and technology and so on in Japan, and then step away and let the Japanese run their country. It was the United States of America that made that possible. It was the United States of America that made West Germany a thriving and successful entity, while East Germans watched from across and behind a wall as their nation was collapsing under communism. And part of the reason they wanted to tear that wall down was because of the success of West Germany. And America didn't control West Germany. West Germans controlled their own country, and they were successful. This is what America has been about. This has been the picture of the United States of America, helping those that want democracy, defending Christianity in places around the world where people realize that Christianity is the religion that brings forth freedom to people. And it's done the same thing here in our United States. Our founders founded this nation as a Christian nation, predicated on the idea that all rights, inalienable rights, were given to us. They were created in us by God: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's important for us to understand what this true history is. And so the United States has been a place where Christians knew that they could come. It gave Christians a place to come as a place of refuge where they could come and know that they would be safe to practice their beliefs on these shores. And unfortunately, that message has been lost. It's been hijacked. It's been taken away. And that is in large part what we're battling for even today. Just as the Jewish nation Israel needs a place for the Jewish people to be able to come and freely practice Judaism and know that they can be safe in those borders, Christians need a place from around the world to be able to come and know they can be safe as well. Back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.